The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 31st of May, 2008. It was on this day in 1669, one of the most famous diaries of all time came to an end. Samuel Pepys wrote in his diary for the last time. He had kept it for 10 years, writing about his personal life, about the great plague, the great fire of 1666, ended the diary because he thought that he was going blind. He did live for 33 more years, but he never wrote in his diary again. It was on this day in 1790 Congress enacted the U.S. copyright law, which gave authors exclusive rights to publish and sell their books for a period of 14 years. You could renew the copyright for another 14. In the 19th century, copyrights were extended to photographs and paintings and drawings. Copyright terms have gradually gotten longer. Up until a few years ago, copyrights lasted for the life of the author plus 50 years, and then in 1998, the Copyright Term Extension Act extended the duration by 20 years at the behest of Disney, whose most famous characters would have entered the public domain between 2000 and 2004. Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy, and all the rest are now protected until at least 2019. It's the birthday of Walt Whitman, the poet, born in West Hills, Long Island, 1819, grew up in Brooklyn, lived in New York most of his life. He was a printer's assistant. He worked for newspapers in Brooklyn and Manhattan, loved New York City, was part of the bohemian subculture in New York in the 1850s, published the first edition of Leaves of Grass in New York in 1855. It was in a new style, a kind of free verse. Many people did not like it. It got a lot of bad reviews. But Ralph Waldo Emerson called it the most extraordinary piece of wit and wisdom America has yet contributed. And Whitman printed Emerson's comment in the second edition of the book. It was not until the 1880s when the Society for the Suppression of Vice called Leaves of Grass immoral and tried to get it banned that the book finally began to sell, and Whitman got some money, and he was able to buy a house in Camden, New Jersey, where he spent the rest of his life. Here's a poem for today, a poem by an unknown author dating back to around 1800, a poem familiar to me from my childhood, The Babes in the Wood. My friends, do you know how a long time ago two poor little children, whose names I don't know, were stolen away on a fine summer's day and left in a wood, as I've heard people say. Among the trees high, beneath the blue sky, they plucked the bright flowers and watched the birds fly, then on blackberries fed and strawberries red, and when they were weary, we'll go home, they said. And when it was night, so sad was their plight, the sun had went down, and the moon gave no light. They sobbed and they sighed, and they bitterly cried, and long before morning they lay down and died. And when they were dead, the robin so red brought strawberry leaves, and over them spread. And all the day long, the green branches among, they'd prettily whistle, and this was their song. Poor babes in the wood, sweet babes in the wood, oh, the sad fate of the babes in the wood. A poem by an unknown poet from around 1800. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Ella Shovanek and engineered by Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.